Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and today we're talking about the upcoming holiday, National Day.
对，国庆节啊，那一周的假期，黄金的假期，不知道大家有什么计划？
What are your plans for this week-long holiday?
对，其实我觉得每次有这种一周假期，虽然很开心，对于做计划还稍微有点压力。
Yeah, it might seem exciting and fun to plan for the trip, but then you realize everyone else is traveling and maybe hotels are booked or maybe you didn't plan your trip right or things could go wrong. So yeah, it's not always as simple as it seems.
对，所以呢，我们今天这个节目的重点就是好好的来看一看计划，好好的来看看 plan 这个词在英语里，它的各种用法。诶，你刚说的就是一句很好的俚语啊sounds like a plan, 是吧？
对, when somebody says, hey, how about this, or let's do it this way, you can say, sounds like a plan, and it means you agree with the plan, right?
对，我们节目最后教大家几句这样的 idioms 啊。那一开始说 plan 之前， Jason, 我想先问问你这个国庆节，国庆节英语怎么说？
We would call this National Day Holiday.
但国庆节 itself 就是 National Day, 是吗？
Yeah, you could say the holiday, or you can leave it out. You could just say National Day, but that's just referring to that single day, right? And often people are talking about the whole week, and so we'll say holiday as well.
对，我们前几个月不是还有一期节目就教大家像什么 holiday 啊、vacation 啊、break 这种假期啊，英语词有什么不同，怎么用？你可以去搜相关的关键字，找到那期节目。那 National Day 其实I believe in most countries, it's a holiday, right? It's a national holiday, 就全国放假。
Yeah, usually whichever day the country is deciding best celebrates their country and, you know, what everyone loves about it, it's a day that everybody gets off. So it's a national holiday.
或者也可以叫一个 public holiday, 公众假期。
Yeah, exactly. Everyone, public, right? Everybody in the country is going to get this holiday.
Yeah.And also in Canada, I hear people say stat holiday a lot, 就是 statutory, 就是法定假期。
I think that's a specifically Canadian, the stat, the shortening of it to stat. But yeah, statutory, right, means legal, right? So it's something that's in law. You have to get the day off. Every company must give their employees the day off.
然后英国人很喜欢说的是 bank holiday.
Yeah, this is when the holiday is celebrated by so many people, even the banks are closed.
但现在很多 banks 就 close 啊，大家都手机银行。
对，对 ，banks are closed all the time, so.
对对对 ，bank holiday 这个用法还是常用的啊 ，especially in the UK. 好，但是我们今天重点是计划嘛 ，so let's get into this word, plan.
Ah, yes. So to plan, it's both a verb and a noun, right?
对. So you need to plan your plans. If you don't plan, you won't have a plan, 是吧?
That's right. Yeah. In order to have a plan, you must plan.
对，但当然这样说就很多余。所以 unless you're joking, 就像我们刚刚两个一样，就你不需要说 you need to plan the plan. Either you need to have a plan or you need to plan.
Yeah, you're either talking about your plan, right? Or you're doing the action of planning something.
Planning, 对对。好，那像我们这个国庆计划，对吧？国庆放假的计划
We could call that a holiday plan or holiday plans.
哦，对，因为像一个礼拜嘛，你可以做很多事情，你需要很多计划。So it's the plural, 复数。
Yeah, it's not just one day. And even if it's one day, you might be doing multiple things. So talking about plans is pretty common too.
对，好，那其实这个词作为名词的意思和使用方法都是比较简单的。但作为动词，我觉得可以来看看，因为它有很多的动词短语，就可以搭配一些不同的介词。
That's right. You can use different words after plan and they mean totally different things. The first example here being to plan for something.
Oh, to plan for 一个东西，这就是为了一个什么事情准备了。
Yeah, for example, you could say I'm planning for the holidays or I'm planning for an upcoming meeting.
OK, 这个还挺容易理解的。那另外一个短语 to plan on something.
Yeah, this is a little different and more of an expression, but you can understand it by thinking about planning. And when we say we're planning on something, it means we depend on it happening. We assume it is going to happen. We expect it to happen.
就是说如果 you plan on something, 就是这个 thing 本身就是它发生的几率很高。
Yeah, it means that's your intention. You expect it to happen. I plan on going to the gym later.
Right, that's the key, right? It's about your intention. 就是你的意图甚至你的对于这个事情的决心啊。当你说 I plan on, like, I plan on studying during the holiday, 意思就是说我下决心放假好好学英语好好学习。
Good students.
对对。所以刚刚那个 plan for is about...preparation, preparing for something. 但是 plan on 呢就像 Jason 说的是表达你要去做一件事情的决心对吧和这个意愿意图。
That's right. And it also leaves open a little bit for maybe canceling those plans. So when you say, I plan on doing this thing, you're saying, that's my plan, that's my goal, but you never know what could happen.
对因为我们的意志力和决心其实也是很脆弱的是吧 Those are fragile things.
That's right.
有的时候自己很不靠谱还是睡懒觉吧哎呦不想学习了还是滑手机吧。
I plan on it, but we'll see.
对或者有的时候就是你虽然 plan on doing it, 但其他的事情发生 circumstances don't allow it.
That's right. We can talk about planning around things, too.
So when you plan around something, 的时候就是可能有一些意外会发生或者有一些什么制约的因素。So you need to 围绕那些因素来 plan, 是吧?
Exactly. Your plan has to account for this thing. You have to make sure your plan considers this thing and you're planning around it.
To accommodate, to make accommodations, 就是要迁就要搭配一下。
Yeah, exactly.
比如说 both Jason and I have children, we have a lot going on, and 我们两个的时区又不一样所以我们录音的时候经常要 plan around it, plan around all those factors.
That's right. You can also plan around your schedule, right?
Yeah, 比如说你很忙对吧但是没关系 I will try to do it. I will plan around my busy schedule.
Why, thank you, Jenny.
Well, likewise, 你也是啊彼此彼此。好那当然这个计划很重要的呢就是计划通常我们会事先做 right?
That's right. You can also plan ahead.
那这个 ahead 呢 we're talking about time in advance.
Yeah, this means to plan really early in advance. You're not going to wait until the last minute and come up with a plan. You're actually taking some time out to plan in advance. You're planning ahead.
好，那不仅要 plan ahead 啊，像国庆假期，我们要很早就做计划，不然你这个什么机票、火车票、酒店都很难订。
Yes, in these cases, you need to plan way ahead.
所以提前很多时候我们可以说 way ahead 啊，对然后现在国内游很热啊 Jason 这个国内游英文怎么说
domestic or domestic travel
OK 哎，我记得上次我们是奥运会的节目吧你说你那个时候去婺源就是现在国内去这些就大家都要到这些 you know, smaller towns, villages, to discover the beauty, and now the surrounding infrastructure, the bullet trains, and the 那种 boutique hotels or hostels, 民宿都特别好 so those are like a really popular option.
Yeah, there are so many awesome, unique, and different cool places to go in China, so if I were in China, I would also be doing domestic travel.
You better make a plan then, 因为你要 travel with a lot of people.
Yes, especially during the national holiday, right?
对对，所以我们刚刚看到的那些这个 plan 相关的动词短语啊，都是 plan 后面加一个介词，这样或者加副词。但现在我们看到的是 to make a plan, 把 plan 当名词用。所以跟 plan 名词最常搭配的动词还是 to make, 是吧？
Yeah, to make a plan is just another way of saying to plan. It also gives you this extra feeling of like, you're making a plan in case something happens, right? So you're going to make this plan and you're going to have it. And then if something happens, you can do this. So like a plan B, right?
Always have a plan B in life. 那除了 to make, 我们也可以说 to come up with a plan, 就更口语的一个说法。
That's right. And it means the same thing, to think up, right? To come up with a plan, to draw up a plan.
OK. 好，那其实说到这个 plan 的名词啊，我觉得刚刚讲的那个 plan A, plan B 就很常用，也很实用啊，作为一个我觉得人生的策略了，是吧？ Always have a plan B.
That's right. Yeah, your backup plan, right? The plan you're going to need in case things go wrong.
A backup plan 就是后备计划是吧？
对。
备用计划是不是也能叫它是 safety plan?
Yeah, you could use the word safety, but I think 口语, right, is really common to say backup plan.
Backup plan. 好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，要跟大家分享几句英语里面很常用的短语和俚语，然后它都是含有 plan 这个词的。
Yeah, these are great. And especially if you are a man with a plan.
Oh, a man with a plan. 就是它是押韵的，所以说起来就很容易记，很容易学，然后说起来 it's got that nice rhyme.
Yeah, it's like someone who's really determined, right? They're a man with a plan.
所以它的意思就是说这个人他是很 organized, 是吧？他做事就有条有理，他都有计划，不是乱七八糟的那种。
That's right. You're looking at this person thinking, wow, this person really thought this through, right? They really put a lot of intention into their plan. They're organized. They know what they're doing.
对，所以他就是 describe 这样的一种人，这样的一种特点 personality 啊，我觉得就是靠谱之人啦啊。那可以说 I'm a woman with a plan 吗？
Yeah, I think you could. I think it'd be cool to say that. It's not the expression, right? But it works.
Because I'm not a man. 我也不能这样讲，但是对对对，但是他这里 you know a woman with a plan 就没有那个押韵，但当然意思是对的。
对， it doesn't sound as cool maybe the way it rolls off the tongue, but it has a cool meaning. So,
speaking of cool meanings and rhymes, 接下来的这个谋事在人，成事在天。
Man plans and God laughs.
我接下来刚刚我说的这个你听过哈，谋事在人成事在天。
没有听过好像。
哦，意思就是你这个 man plans, God laughs。就是说这个谋事就是我们可以 plan 很多的事情，但最后 you know, how much are we in control after all?你后来会发现哎呀，人生好多的事情真的不在自己的掌控之中。
I like that expression a lot.
Yeah, 对，所以英文你们是这样讲的，就是人，这里的 man 它其实是包括 man and woman, 就讲的 mankind, 人类是吧？
对，就是人，不一定是男生，对。
So man plans, 然后 God laughs, 就上帝在笑，那个意思不是说嘲笑你，而是说就是世界上很多的事情是我们就根本 they're not within our control.
Yeah, it's like no matter how much you want to plan for something, you might think you're definitely going to be able to make it happen a certain way. Well, God's laughing because the way it turns out is not the way you planned it. And that happens quite often, right?
对, because there are so many other factors in life, right?
Exactly. It's impossible to plan perfectly, right? We have to expect that things aren't going to go exactly as we plan.
对啊,计划赶不上变化嘛。诶,英语里面有没有这么一种说法?
I don't think we have this expression. We could try to kind of translate it and say something like, you know, plans can't keep up with change, because I think that sounds cool and it has a really cool meaning, but we don't have this. Yeah. 对。
你刚刚那个叫什么? Plans can't keep up with changes?
Yeah, I think that would be a pretty good translation.
Okay. To keep up with something 就是赶,赶得上。那 can't keep up with 就是赶不上，但是就是没了那个押韵，但没办法，有的时候两种语言里面都要找那个押韵就很难。
Yeah, that's not an easy thing to do, right? Often a little bit is lost in translation.
对对。Nevertheless, we try our best to stick to the plan.
Yeah, that's right. Stick to the plan, right? It means to not do something outside of the plan. Don't change the plan. Just stick to the plan.
对，我觉得这个好像是什么，这 teamwork, 团队要做一个，有一个什么 big mission task, 这很重要。Stick to the plan, 而且是 everyone stick to the plan, 大家都要这样，叫计划执行。
Yeah, that's right. If you've got a team and not everybody's sticking to the plan, things are definitely not going to go according to the plan.
对，这也是个很好的说法啊。To go according to the plan, 就是按照计划在执行或者在进行在发生，对吧？ So usually we like hearing this phrase, 特别 if you're the project manager. Everything is going according to the plan.
Yeah, you hear that in the work context with a project manager or sometimes like a supervillain who has this evil plan and they go, everything is going according to plan.
Hey, why did you have to go there?
It's so common. You hear it a lot.
We always try to end on something positive. 你没发现吗?
That's true. Okay, wow, that sounds like a plan. I will make sure to end on something positive next time.
好好好 ,segue 的很好 ,sounds like a plan.
谢谢。
对，节目最开始就跟大家分享的啊，非常实用的一句口语。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。We hope you have done your holiday planning. You have some really nice National Day holiday plans.
Yeah, tell us all about your tips for planning for the national holiday. What do you do to make sure everything goes according to plan?
Oh, 我就是想听听 what are your plans, guys? 我就是想听听大家的计划是什么。因为我现在在加拿大，我也没有这个 one week long holiday, 但是看着大家的各种各样的计划，我就会很开心。
Yeah, we can be happy through their plans.
好，那今天的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听，然后呢也预先祝大家都有一个愉快的国庆假期，也祝我的祖国生日快乐。 Happy National Day.
That's right. Happy National Day, everyone, and see you next time.
See you after the break.